Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reetha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zulie.
Well, hello.
Good morning, everyone. How is everyone this morning, especially you, Jim?
Well, hello, everyone. Yeah, we're just coming to you live from Southern California. And, you know, I can't believe, Reetha, that that we have Labor Day coming up already. What the heck's going on here?
You know, as you get older, as we've reached our baby boomer years, time actually moves quicker. It really does.
Yeah.
Remember when Christmas took off for just forever? It seemed to get there. And now it's like it's Christmas, it's 4th of July, and it's Christmas.
You don't have to bother taking down the Christmas decorations anymore. Just leave them up.
Absolutely.
Well, I tell you, it was nice seeing you again last night, Reetha. And I know you probably have another busy week planned. I tell you, I give you a lot of credit for, you know, being a baby boomer. That, I guess in a way it's a good thing, you know, keeping active, like in some of our reports. You have to keep active, right?
Absolutely. And our audience must think we party every weekend. And we do. We were at a party again last night. It was a fabulous party for Jarvey Hutchinson. Had his annual pre-Emmy party last night, and we had a good time. We were both there.
Yeah. And, I mean, these events come up so fast, and you turn around, and it's like, wait, wasn't that a year ago we did that? Well, anyway, here we are, and it looks like it's time for our Hot Topics already.
Absolutely.
Well, we have, Reetha, we had a little shaker, didn't we, Reeth?
I was going to say, that's, there we go.
Ripped from the headlines. Today's Hot Topic.
Up in Napa, California, they had a little earthquake. Well, it wasn't a little earthquake. It was a 6.1. And as usual, I just want to use that as a reminder for everyone to get your supplies in order. They've got people up there that are going to be without water for days, and some people are still without electricity. So, you know, I have to admit I just drank my last bottle of water in my emergency water because I was too lazy to go to the store and buy another case. So I definitely need to stop back up on my water supply and make sure that you, you know, have your emergency plan in order, know who you're going to call and who you need to check on. My grandson lives up in, he had just gone back to San Francisco State that morning, and he felt it all the way in San Francisco. So I called him to make sure he was okay, and he's fine. But, yeah, that each shaker is our reminder.
In this case,
get
it's not just
in
keeping
order.
It's not just keeping your extra water supply, it's keeping your extra wine supply. They lost a lot of that up there.
That's
broken
true,
bottle.
They did. And one of the wineries that the bottles didn't break, their vats don't have any electricity to keep the wine at the proper temperature.
Right.
So if they don't get electricity soon, they're going to lose their entire vats of wine. So, yeah, it's interesting.
Well, anyway,
I was going to say, the other thing I was going to say real quick for my hot topic is the VMAs were last night. Most of our listeners probably didn't watch it, but just the highlights, Nicki Minaj had a wardrobe malfunction, and Beyonce and Jay-Z are apparently intact with Blue Ivy. That's all you need to know. Oh, and that, and Miley Cyrus had a former homeless teen
homeless
accept
person.
The award for her.
I saw that, and I saw the lady up there holding her dress together or something. Jeez.
Yeah, that was Nicki Minaj. So
if
you just know
just
those three facts, you can have that conversation with your younger, whatever, child, grandchild, whatever, and you can look like you're really hip. And what's your hot topic today, Jim?
Well, do we have a commercial coming up here?
Well, you got to do
Easy Way Broadcasting presents the Stop
tour being held on September 27th at Busby's East Los Angeles, California. This event is supported by celebrities such as Ashley Aragota, Megan Henry, Shane Sparks, Matthew Jacob Wayne, Zach Callison, Karina Rico, Jackie Christie, Adrian Paul, Vincent M. Ward, Risa Gray, Ernie Singleton, Lacey Kay, the Hollywood It Guy Eric Zulli, and many more. This event is in support of thepeacefund.org. Performances by Deirdre Barnes, Justin Bieber's dancer, Angelique Bates from All That, Breaking Tempo, The Easy Way Angels, and many more. This event is sponsored by WTV Network, Fan TV, Music That Pays, Actors Reporter, AANM Promotions, Magic Image Hollywood Magazine, Teens on Air, Faithy J Entertainment, and slots are still open. For more information, visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com or go to our group by searching Stop Tour. Tickets are going fast, so visit the website now. And if you'd like to perform, cover, or sponsor the event, email us at booking@easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. This event promises to have amazing substance on Google and tremendous interaction on social media. The Stop Tour by Easy Way Broadcasting. Visit our group and post what you'd like to see stopped. And don't forget to hashtag Easy Way and hashtag Stop Tour.
The Stop Tour is going to be absolutely...
I forgot to mention we were with Marla Gibbs from the Jeffersons last night. We could check that out on our fan page.
Oh, okay. You've got pictures up from last night. Well, I was going to say the Stop Tour is going to be fabulous. It's going to be at Busby's East in L.A. on the 27th of September. I'm going to be there. You're going to be there. Easy's going to be there. There are going to be lots of folks there. I expect to have a wonderful time. So they can also go on the fan page on Facebook, or they can go to easywaybroadcasting.com, get all the information about the Stop Tour.
Oh, yeah. It's really gaining momentum. We're really moving along. And moving along, I think we have a guest caller, J.D. Hall. Am I right?
Yeah. Hello
J.D.
There. How are you doing?
There he is.
How are you doing today?
How you doing, J.D.? Welcome, fellow baby boomer.
Hey.
That's that baritone voice. That golden baritone bass voice. J.D. Hall is a singer. He's a performer. He is currently doing a wonderful, wonderful tour. For those of us that are Barry White fans, you can tell just by him saying hello that he has that wonderful Barry White
deep baritone voice.
Welcome, J.D. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. How are you this morning? You
guys, J.D., I got a question.
Having a good time. Yeah.
J.D.,
yeah.
When you were in, like, second or third grade, did you have that voice?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Probably scared your friends away.
Oh, let me tell you, as a kid, I used to walk up behind people, you know, and just say hello, and they'd look up, and they didn't have to look down.
What is that with the deep voice?
I don't know. It just came to me. I think it's a blessing and a curse, but anything that God gives you is a blessing.
Oh, so, yeah. It was probably advantageous to get some parts, I guess, huh?
Oh, yeah. It was.
Well,
definitely.
I was going to say, you started singing at age 12, and you were a baritone then?
Yes, I was. Yes, I was.
Oh, my goodness.
Time. Yeah, I used to do. I used to sing with at 12 years old, going on the road with Jackie Wilson. I was blessed to meet him at that age and go and do a few shows with him and a few people like that. It was really nice. It kind of got me, made me want to keep going. See,
pitch into the older crowd easier. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It was really nice.
Did it help you get the part in the Phantom 2040?
The Phantom. Ha! Ah, you know I did that. No, I didn't do that.
I was gonna say you sing. I almost said pop songs. No, I don't think you sing pop. You sing top 40 songs.
Yeah, well, basically, you know, I want to do the Barry White tribute songs, do all his hits that he does, try to do them right and give them properness, My First, My Last, My Everything, Never Gonna Give You Up, Just the Way You Are, Ecstasy, Playing Your Game, Baby. And your sweetness is my weakness, and all those good things like that, and doing those songs of his.
Oh, my goodness. Cool. Now, you're going to be doing a show here in Los Angeles.
Yes, I am. I think that I'm inviting you to come along and be there, too. It's at the Saban Theater in Beverly Hills this coming Saturday. We're going to be doing his songs and stuff at that time. The address is 8440 Wilshire Boulevard.
844 Wilshire, okay. Know the area.
Yes. I hope to see you there, too.
Well, I'll try to get down
well,
there.
Well, I plan to be there.
Follow
and
Rita
the
around.
Saban
She's got
Theater
active.
The Saban Theater is a beautiful theater on Wilshire Boulevard.
Yes.
And it's a pretty big house. So even though it's a big house, I would imagine people should get their tickets now because it's only a week away.
Oh, yeah.
And they can call the Saban Theater and get tickets, or I believe they also can buy them off on the Internet at Ticketron or one of the outlets wherever they sell tickets now.
Oh, yes. You can get them right now at all the Ticketmaster play, Ticketmaster, and I think there's another one, but I'm just not sure, so I'm not going to say right now about that, you know.
Yeah, I said Ticketron, didn't I? That goes to show I'm really a baby boomer. That's what we used to call it.
Yeah, me too. I'm a baby boomer, too. I'm 21. I always say I'm 21.
Yeah, you got to keep that 21. Mental edge.
Yeah.
JD, does it take you two tries to get up off the couch while you're watching TV, or can you do it on one try?
I can do it in one try.
You're still in shape, okay.
Well, because I exercise a lot. You know, you got to keep yourself in shape. You know how it is when you get up on the stage. You want to give them the best show they can get, you know. So, you know, especially doing the great Barry White. So, you know, I try to keep myself in great shape, you know.
You got to keep moving. People, you know, JD, we have a lot of talks on the show about when should we retire and so on and so forth. And, you know, a lot of people are going, geez, I'm in my 60s. I should start thinking about it. But actually, you should never retire. You should always keep busy one or the other.
Absolutely.
I mean, even if you quit your job, keep busy, you know.
Yeah, you got to keep that. You got to keep them hips moving.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, your band is, for the tribute is called the Ultimate Barry White Tribute Orchestra.
Yes,
and I understand Buddy Sampson plays along with you.
Oh, yes. He plays bass for me. And matter of fact, there's a 14-piece orchestra with violins, strings, cello. I mean, it's really a epic. It's of epic proportion. It's a great, great show. We try to give you as much of the sound that Barry has, and try to give you a show that you can't forget, that you'll never forget.
That's
well,
cool.
I'm looking forward to it. And you're also going to be performing in New York and Costa Rica?
Yes. Hey, you have all the information. You go, girl. Yes, we're going to be in New York. We have two shows coming up there right in September. January, I think it is. And we also have Costa Rica, and we're working on Vegas right now. We have a few people calling us from Vegas, so we want to go to do some shows there. So, but this one here, also, we wanted to give the best show that we can give at these particular places. And we're also working with the Union Rescue Mission for this particular show.
Oh, cool. I've helped them cook turkeys.
Oh, really?
There. Yeah.
I think I'll go down
the kettles
there and help
out there.
With that. I think I'll go down there and help them myself.
Yeah, you got to get down around midnight.
Well, it's a great thing to worked down on Skid Row. I worked there for a total of 9 years. I worked at the Union Rescue Mission actually for a year in the women's shelter, and it is a great work. And so part of the funds for your from your performance are going to go to the Union Rescue Mission.
But what we're doing is we're having people come, and they can. We're not for asking anybody to donate, but we will show a film from the Union Rescue Mission before I go perform, and hopefully then they will be able to give a donation if they wish at that time of people that will if they like to give a donation. Because, you know, we all realize that we're only like, some of us are only a paycheck away from being homeless, you know, and children and mothers.
Believe
you know,
me, we have a lot of reports like that with, you know, people in the close to retirement age or after they retire. You know, I've covered this several times. They should have X amount of money in the bank, and guess what? They don't have that amount.
Put away. Right. We find that out. We definitely do.
Yeah.
So, you know, so you got to give back, and this is my way of giving back, you know, trying to let it be known and give out there. And
that's cool.
We believe it. Go ahead.
Yeah. Have you ever had any particular actors you've wanted to work with that you haven't had a chance to yet?
Let me see. All the good actors that I wanted to perform with they seem to be gone. I definitely Gladys Knight. I like to perform with her. I mean, that'd be nice. And there's some other good. There's so many good entertainers out there now. You know, in this day and age. You know, and as long as we can get some of them goodies going, I'd love to be out there and perform, open up for them all and everything.
Yeah, exactly. Gladys Knight and the Pips, right?
Oh, well, it's Gladys Knight now, but, you know, the Pips are kind of retired.
That was a while back, yeah. Remember that on the old 40s.
Yeah, you are a baby boomer, aren't you?
Now, J.D., you had some hits on your own other than tribute hits, but you had a couple of hits on your own?
Oh,
a
yes.
A little
back
disco?
Oh, yeah. I've had a record out called Wonder Woman that was a radio hit on KUTE and Power 106. It did real good. And then I had another record out called Number One Lover, which did real good on the dance era. It seems like it was the DJ just went crazy about it. They're still playing it even now. I'm still doing shows behind that record, Number One Lover. Yes,
right. I heard that.
Yeah.
I still have all my old Dot and Dell 45s.
You do.
Well,
these were 12
inches. I still have them. Yeah, what the heck?
Yeah,
so, J.D., if somebody wants to get in touch with you, are you on Facebook or Twitter? Or how can our fans find you?
Well, I'm on Facebook on Barry White Tribute, and my website is thebarrywhitetribute.com. So you can reach me there anytime.
Well, we want to thank you so much for being on the show. I'm going to be at the Saban Theater next Saturday. That's on August 30th.
August 30th. We got to check that out.
Yeah, and so go out and get your tickets.
JD, thanks for coming out, because I know you're a busy guy, you know.
Yeah, well, thank you. Okay. Thank you for having me on. I really enjoyed it.
And
thank you.
One time before you go, can I get a baby, baby, baby?
How about a ride on, ride on, ride on?
There you go.
Oh, all right. thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, JD.
Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
You too.
That's a deep voice. All right.
I thought our commercial was going to come up.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim.
Yep.
From Jim.
All right. Jim's Jim, just touching on retirement. The question is, when is the best time to retire and start receiving the benefits, kicking back in the old lounge chair? Well, the answer is there is no best age. It's different for everyone, and it's how you feel and how you're set financially. Say if you retire at age 62 and the income that you would get would be $1,000 for full retirement at age 66, if you waited till 66. Well, if you retired at age 62, you'd only get $750. And age 63, it just goes up to 800. Next year, 866, 933. And then finally, when you turn 66, you get your full $1,000. Well, now if you waited after your set $1,000 and waited until 67, you'd get $80 more. And then so on and so forth. It could go up to 1160. But the problem is, as you're waiting, you're also losing money. And then you got inflation. What's the new money you're getting going to be worth? Because, say you waited 3 years, you're getting $12,000 a year. You just lost $36,000, which you'll get back, but you know have to put the inflation factor in there. And you know, with your health insurance, that plays another part. A lot of people don't realize that with health or health issues, their insurance goes up. And then when thinking about retirement, be sure to plan for long term. Many of us will live longer than the average retiree, and generally women tend to live longer than men. About one out of every four 65 years old today will live past 90, when that wasn't what was going on years ago. They had only planned for the 70s, and that was it. All right, one in 10 will live past 95 years old. So that's some of the stats that you have to think about. And I'll just hit you with a couple. 46% of Americans have less than $10,000 saved for retirement. 40% of baby boomers now plan to work till they die. 36% of Americans say they don't contribute anything at all to their savings. And 87% of adults say they are not confident about having the money for a comfortable retirement. So anyway, there's some positive statistics for you, Aretha.
Hello, I'm Ronald Hatcher, Aaron Hatcher's father. Aaron has muscular dystrophy and cerebral palsy.
I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, but unfortunately, he's no longer with us now. Each year, thousands of cases go unreported where children with disabilities and special needs get abused in their schools. Our mission is to protect the child as well as the teachers who educate them. Please help us in our effort to stop the abuse and promote safety by donating to positive initiatives in care of Aaron Hatcher's They Can't Talk But We Can, Inc. P.O. Box 2392, Roswell, Georgia 30077. Or visit our website at theycanttalkbutwecaninc.org. Let's not have another loving, innocent child like Aaron die. Remember, they can't talk, but we can.
Call now, 877-566-2451.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right, it's tech time.
Well, it's tech time again, and again, I want to talk about paying online. I always get lots of questions about, is it safe to pay online? And recently, of course, we've had another breach of security. But the breaches of security are usually at the big stores. They don't go in and, for the most part, and steal your identity from something that you have paid individually online. But I always advise people, if you're a little concerned about using paying online, set up a PayPal account. Lots of people online now take PayPal. It's pretty safe. It's pretty secure. I don't recall any breaches in their system. And it's very simple to go in and set up. And anybody can either pay you on PayPal or you can pay other people on PayPal. It's real easy to set up. They keep your bank information secure, so the merchant doesn't actually get your bank information. They just get the money directly from PayPal, and then PayPal deducts it from your account. Also, you can get those Visa cards at the supermarket, at the checkout stand. Sometimes they have them. They're temporary cards, and just use that. Some of them are refillable. You only put so much money on. In that case, it helps you to monitor your spending, because if you only put $200 on the card, That's all you're going to be able to spend on the card is $200. Then you have to refill it up. Some of them aren't refillable, so you just put, you buy one, put $500 on it. Once you spend up that $500, it's gone. Now, the disadvantage is sometimes you've just got 2 or 3 cents left on the card, and you kind of lose money, and they count on you losing money that way because they get to keep that money. So PayPal, and I don't have any stock in PayPal, but PayPal is a real easy way to go. It's quick, it's easy, it's simple to set up, and it's really secure as far as keeping your money is or your information secure. And then there's always just using your own credit card to pay online, which is basically safe, but a lot of people are concerned about that. You can also use a credit card on PayPal. And again, then PayPal becomes a mediator of who has your actual information. Just PayPal has it, and then they pay the merchant, and your information is secure, and the merchant never gets a hold of your information. And it's not the merchant so much. It's their employees. But I always tell people it's pretty safe to pay online. You use your credit card at restaurants, and it's that waiter that's going to steal your info more so than anything that happens online. So feel safe, pay online, and I shop online all the time. The bigger problem is staying in your budget.
Do you, Rita, do you watch some of those shows at night, you know, or the, what do they call, infomercials, where they have the diamonds and the watches and all that kind of stuff? And
I wake up, I buy stuff at 3 o'clock in the morning, and then it shows up at my door, and I'm like, when did I buy this?
So,
oh, yes,
yeah,
I definitely do. I buy all kinds of stuff in the middle of the night.
Or the super light or whatever, you know. Yeah, I heard they got into some hospital stuff on the news.
Exactly.
They hacked into a bunch of hospitals.
They hacked into a hospital. They've hacked into the universities. They hack into big institutions, and you feel perfectly safe leaving your information there. So you're really a lot safer on the Internet than because a lot of that is encrypted beyond the merchant's control even.
Oh. Yeah.
So a lot of that, matter of fact, I was trying to do something the other day, and they couldn't give me the information. I needed to pay them, and I didn't have the information with me, and they couldn't figure out how to get paid. So it's pretty well encrypted.
So overall,
well, Jim,
you feel pretty
safe.
There's
a bunch of stuff coming up in the near future. We already talked about the stop tour at Busby's East on September 27th. That's
right.
Going to be exciting. Lots of fun. The fans can go on the fan page on Facebook for EasyWayBroadcasting.com, or they can download the app. All they have to do is go to the app store, look up Eric Zuli, download
right.
the app, and then you can have Jim and Rita and Eric in your pocket.
In your pocket.
If you have a smartphone.
Good Game Guys and Beauty Pop Live and Shabadoo, the famous person with all the Breaker movies, is going to have a segment on the Easy Show. And he's supposed to be really up there in the dance world. You know, I mean,
well,
we know Lawrence Welk and they know Shabadoo, so.
Well, I remember Shabadoo. I mean, that's still within our realm, okay?
Yeah. I don't want to age us too much here. But when you say dance, I think Lawrence Welk. What can I tell you?
Well, some of us stay current, Jim, okay?
Well, you're in the tech time, so you're more current than I am.
Well, I try to stay current. Speaking of current, I'm going to the Emmys tonight. The Emmys are going to be broadcast live tonight, 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 Eastern time. I'm going to be there. I'm not going to be reporting or anything. I'm just going to be having a good time. I might twerk a little bit at the party afterwards. I don't know.
You were twerking last night, I saw. That's pretty cool.
I was. Well, Jim, our time is just about up. It's been great spending this half an hour with you. And don't forget to go see J.D. Hall at the Saban Theater.
Yeah, yeah.
August 30th. Get your tickets right away.
And in other shows archive, remember, guys, you can go and listen to all our shows, and there's a lot of interesting baby boomer retirement tips and all kinds of interesting tips for if you're going to retire or if you're not or whatever, finance, bunch of stuff.
And we also have our fan page, so check us out on Facebook, Baby Boomers Live. Bye, everyone. Have a good week.
So long, guys. See you next week.
Easy Way Broadcasting is the place to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Do you want a stronger internet presence and social media following for you or your business? Eric Easy Zuli and his company, Easy Way Entertainment, can help you get discovered. Go to www.easywaybroadcasting.com for prices and packages that can help you take control of your internet presence and gain marketing exposure. Only on Blog Talk Radio will you hear the celebrity host of Easy Way Broadcasting. Network owner Eric Easy Zuli treats his 500,000 Twitter followers to insider tips and connections on upcoming shows with the top celebrities and business leaders. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy and tune in 7 days a week to talk with the Easy Way Broadcasting show host at 914-338-1303. Visit www.easywaybroadcasting.com to advertise on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.